Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana, and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name, as well as the email address on the account you're calling in about?
My first name is Richard. Last name is Beller, B-E-L-L-E-R.
I do thank you for that.
My email is richbeller, R-I-C-H-B-E-L-L-E-R, at AOL.com.
Yes, sir. I do thank you for that.
And I don't know where this $56.95 charge came from. All I know is it ended up getting my charge card closed for fraud by Capital One.
Okay, it looks as though I did locate an account, and it's for the smartwatch. It looks as though on February 15th, you ordered that Fitbit watch, and you paid $19.
Some lady just told me that there was a smartwatch, and I don't know anything about that. And then there on the 17th, there was a $56.95
yes,
charge,
sir.
And I don't know anything about that either.
The reason why you were charged that is because you had 3 days to cancel out the account. If you did not cancel out the account, what happens is that you're going to be billed and enrolled into our monthly subscription to where you receive a $125 e-gift card. So that's why you see that $56.95.
How did you all get my charge card number and my information? I didn't provide
because
it.
Because it was placed into the system. If you took a survey, you had the opportunity to choose different items.
I did take a survey from Lowe's.
Okay, yes, sir. And that is what initiated.
And so Lowe's provided you my information?
It's not. Lowe's didn't provide us anything. If you took the survey with Lowe's, you had the opportunity to choose different items. Once you click on the item of your choosing, it directed you to another website for you to get that particular item and submit your credit card payment for the shipping and handling. So that is how your information was placed into our system. Now, the $56.95 is for that $125 e-gift card. I can process a 50% refund on that charge, and you'll still have access to that $125 e-gift card. Now, I understand that you said that.
I don't want anything to do with this deception.
Okay.
Just cancel whatever you've got on me, refund my money. Capital One's already closed the account because of the fraud. So just leave
okay.
me alone.
Well, did you file a dispute in reference to this charge, sir?
I did.
Okay, well, being that you filed a dispute in reference to this charge, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to process a refund on the account because now you do have an open investigation and your financial institution is going to reach out to us.
So
we can cancel out the account and you will not be billed anything further.
It's all deception and fraud. You should not be doing this. It's illegal what